Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. You're holding in your vomis Daf Hey in the Oiz V'Adar edition, Perek Rishon, storing halacha base in the bottom of the Adamun base. The Mishnah says, "Harei elu poitros tzoraseim v'tzoras tzoraseim minichalitzo minayibum atzof oilom," referring to the 15 arayas that we mentioned in the first Mishnah. Not only they don't have chalitzo yibum, but also the tzara and the tzara don't have chalitzo yibum, as mentioned in that Mishnah. Ketiris the Mishnah of Echulam Imesu, if one of their arayas died before the husband died, oy mianu, mianu means they refused the marriage, referring to a ketano that her father died and her brothers married her, so she until the age of 12 can refuse the marriage and say, I'm not interested in this marriage. Or if they got divorced, or they were found to be Ironis, meaning they cannot have children. So in all these cases, when it came the time that the husband died, they were not there. They were divorced, they were dead, they were out of the marriage. So then, the only time an erva stops the tzara from doing chalitza yibum is if the erva fell to yibum, meaning she was there when the husband died. Says the Mishnah, but she'ainat yecholoyma bechamoyisu v'im chamoyisu v'im chomiv shinitzu aylonis o'shimiyano. Nitzu aylonis means that a woman cannot give birth. Mianu means that she refused the marriage until the age of 12. So that cannot apply to his mother-in-law or mother of mother-in-law or mother of father-in-law, because an aylonis cannot have children and a ketana cannot have children. So how can it be it's a mother-in-law, meaning she's the mother of his wife? How can it be it's the mother of the mother-in-law, meaning she had children, who's the mother-in-law or the father-in-law? So when we said that all 15 women, if they did Gerushin Misa or Miun or Ailonis, so they don't have a din of Ervo, the cases of Miun or Ailonis doesn't apply to mother-in-law and the mother of mother or father-in-law. Says the Gemara, Arei Elu Poitru Tzarasem, Etzor Tzarasem, Nechalitzu Neibum. The Tzara and the Tzara don't have Chalitzo Yibum. Says the Gemara, Abirchon Omar, Memehenes Yibi Yovum, La Korzika Sames, La Tir Tzara, La Viyo, V'Kol L'Chamil. Meaning she could do, and we encourage her to do, a Miun to the Yovum. Chiddush is not only she could do Miun and refuse the marriage of the first husband, but even if the husband died, and now she falls in front of a Yibum, she could say, I refuse this whole marriage, and Bimeil the tzor will be mutter, even though the miun happened after the husband died. So that's the words of the Gemara. She'll do a miun to the yovam, and she'll take away zika sameis. She'll take herself from being connected to the meis. La'atir tzor levia, to allow the tzor to marry her father, meaning in the case that this erva is a daughter. Shimon married the daughter of Reuven, but she was underage, so she is now a erva to her father, Reuven, who can do Yibum. She'll do a miun, and now the tzara will be mutter to her father. The kala l'chamiel is not for the tzara, it's for herself. You have a yavama, who's right now the kala of the yavam, meaning the daughter-in-law of the yavam. She'll do a miun and uproot the marriage that she has with the son of the yavam, so she's not his daughter-in-law anymore, and she can do Yibum herself. So that's the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, that she could do miun even after the husband died. Rabbi Abshim and Lokish Tarvin Amrin, they both said, "Einu memenis biyovam la kor zika sameis ulatir tzor la avi avikol chamil." She can't do miun after death in order to allow the tzor to marry her father or for herself to marry her father-in-law. Says the Gemara, "Rabbi Abshim and Lokish kevichamai debichamoyim mebal." Do they hold like Bechamai, the miun works only for the husband, only against the husband, and she can't do miun once the husband died? Says the Mormon and Kaimi, what are we talking about? We're holding down Daf Heyam with Aleph. Imboy meris if she lobinisu ayich velobinisu achicho. If she says, I'm not interested not in the marriage of the Yovam and not in the marriage of the brother, I'm not interested in this whole thing. Kolam moidi shio keris. Everybody agrees the miun works even after the death of the husband. And this is where Bechamai argue. Bechamai say the miun can be done only when the husband is alive. Here, everybody agrees the miun can be done after death. But only if she says, I'm not interested in any marriage, not the marriage of the yavam, and not the marriage of the original brother. Ela kenan in kaimin, what's the machlokes? Primaris, if she been nisuin. She says, I'm not interested in marriage. Rabbi Yochanan says, we interpret what you're saying. I'm not interested in marriage. I mean, I'm not interested in marriage in this household. Not the original brother and not the Yovam. Rav Shimon Lakish Tavari Namrin Boimer Seiv Shibnisuecho Abnisuechicho Roitzoni. Meaning we interpret our words to say, I'm not interested in marrying you, the Yovam, but I was very interested in marrying the original brother. So if she didn't specify, she's really saying, I'm interested in the original marriage. She can't do miyun only for the Yovam if she's interested in the original marriage. Says the Gemara, Masnisto Pligal Rabbi Yochanan. The Mishnah argues on Rabbi Yochanan because it says, Kul Yumesu Umiyun Nunis Gashro Shibitsu Alunis. So you have the list of how a woman gets out of this marriage. And in this case, her son Mutaris. Nizgarshu v'lo himenu. Who did the gerushin? The original husband. So v'kavosu mi'anu himenu. So sumiyun means from the original husband, not from the yavam. So Raya against Rabbi Yochanan, who says he could do miyun even against, even when she is a yavama. Even towards the yavam. Now Rabbi Yochanan points out that Rabbi Yochanan is lavdavka, because even the one who argues, the Gemara just established he also could do immune if he's mefarish and says clearly, I mean menis in both. Seeing what Tani Rabbi again, he says clearly Rabbi in the Braiso, imyanu nizgashu b'chei abal tzorseh mutaris. If it didn't mean when the husband is alive, then the tzorseh mutaris. La'achar mitas abal tzorseh mcholtzos v'lo misyamus. After death, so the tzoro is kinatu yibum, she does only chalitzo. The reason is, in order to take away Lazarus Hassan, the people will say, there was immune, so why didn't you do something? Says the Gemara, don't bring a riot from Rabbi Chiyo. Oma, if you don't avoy der matnio, tiposa shemesu veloy mianu. She died before doing immune. Meaning, immune could be done after the death of the husband. But here, this woman never did immune. So if you never did immune, so therefore the tzara cannot do a yibum. So the more of Atani, that's the Gears of Rav Chaim. It says in the Braisa, Kolei choylo lemoin v'lo mieno, anyone who could do miyun and didn't do miyun, tzorosu choletz v'lo misebem, is a tzorotas chalitza na yibum. Mashma, if she didn't do miyun when the husband was alive, that's too late. Says the more, Kerem Masnin, so you can explain the same way in the Braisa, Kolei choylo lemoin v'lo mieno v'meso, whoever could do miyun, but didn't do miyun, and now she died and miyun was over, but if she's still alive, she could still do miyun now to the yavam. Rabbi Mari says another answer. Even if she's still alive, so why can't you do miyun right now? The only yavam that's here is her father, the son who, someone who's erva to her, so she can't do miyun to him, because she doesn't fall to yibum at all. If there is multiple brothers, and she, in theory, could marry one of the other brothers, so then she could do miyun to one of the other brothers. But there's no other brothers. The only brother who is alive is her father. For her father, she can't do miyun. Because to her father, she has no ziko. If she has no ziko, how could she do miyun? It's after her original husband died, so to him, she can't do miyun anymore. And to her father, she's not related in any way, because there's no ziko. I mean, there's no responsibility of yibu. So therefore there's no such thing as miyun after death of the husband. But if other brothers are alive, so there's still a possibility of miyun, and that's what we mentioned before, she could do miyun even after the death of her original husband. Continues the Gemara, it says, Omar bilvad min, when the Mishnah says that if they found that the Arias or Ailunis, so then the Tzor is Mutter, talking that they found that the Ailunis were min Ayrusin, when they were engaged to the husband who died. What is the reason over there? Because if she's Ailus min Ayrusin, it's most probably a Mekachtos. The husband, when he finds out that the wife cannot have children, he would not want to marry her. So this whole marriage doesn't begin between the husband and the woman who's the erva on his brother. But if it's min Anisuim, if the husband married this Ailonis, and he found out that she's considered Ailonis, has their simonim. There's a physical simonim to see what Ailonis is. So then it's a full marriage. And even though she's Ailonis, it doesn't take away the tzara. It doesn't allow the tzara to do a yibum. Even from the marriage, even mitoich nisuin, still the yavama, once the husband dies, the Ailonis is out, and the tzara could do yibum with a brother. On the second time they learned this Masechto, Chozo bar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi came and changed his mind. And he said it has to be only Min Erusin. Didn't you teach us in the previous Machzor that it has to be Min Erusin? Meaning, is it kavua, like nails? I changed my mind. I said last time Min Erusin, and now I'm saying Min Erusin. His first version was more correct. They even mean a nesuin, if the erva is ilonis, the tzar is mutter to the yavam. So ask the Gemara, how does that make sense? Ilu bitum in a nesuin below ilonis, tzara sasura. If she would be a daughter, for example, it's one of the examples of a rice. A daughter, so if she's not ilonis, it is oisa the tzara to do a yibum. Now she is an erva and she's ilonis, so now the tzara couldn't marry the brother? Answers the Gemara, the logic is, ilonis is as if it does not exist, she's not here in the world. Meaning, in the parsha of Yibum, the Torah says, an ilonis does not even go into the parsha of Yibum. So when you have a brother who died, and he has two wives, one of them is an erva to the brother, but she's ilonis, she is as if she's excluded from this whole pasha. And the only thing you have left is the tzara, and the tzara could do yibum. Continues the Gemara with the base to explain it. Ilu shtei yevomis, imagine you have two yevomis. Achas ilonis, v'achas ilonis. One is ilonis, one is not. Uba yovam v'cholot zlo uvo aleo. And the Yavam came and did chalitz and yibum to the one who's ilonis. Shema poto bechaver teklum. Does it affect the other tzara in any way? No, because chalitz and yibum does not work if she's ilonis. Have ilonis kimishenu ba'ilum. That's a raya that ilonis as if is not here in the parsha of yibum. She doesn't belong here at all. Continues the Gemara and mentions bitu. It says in our Mishnah that if there is one of the arayas that we have is a daughter. And the Mishnah said, if she did a miyum, if she refused to in the marriage, so then there's no problem here for the Torah. Says more, bitum emenes veloi kenisuy toyuri is biti nosati leishaze. When do we say the miyum works? If the father is not here, and the mother or brother is married off the daughter, so then she could come and refuse the marriage. But a father is allowed to marry his daughter. That's how the Torah was possible. Torah says, "Biti nesati leishaze." A father could go and marry the daughter to somebody else. She can't do miyun in that case. So how does me'enes work by the erva of daughter? And says the Gemara of Unu b'Shem Shimon Melakish Tiposel b'Shektana Shisia Avio v'Nizgarsho Kishi Kisoyim b'Chayi Avio. Of course, the father can marry the daughter. But if he married the daughter and she got divorced, now after the divorce, she's considered to be an independent woman. She doesn't belong to the father anymore. She's as if she's a yesoyim b'chayav, as if she's an orphan in the life of her father. And now if she gets married, she could do miun, she can refuse the marriage. The Mishnah concluded and said that you cannot find the case of a memanis or ailunis by a mother-in-law. Why? Because if she gave birth, so she's not a ketana, so she can't do miyun. Miyun refusal could be only when she's a ketana. And of course, she's not an ailonis because she gave birth. So you see from here that a ketana cannot give birth. Lo yiken, if she could give birth, so then, tavdinan shetagdil v'timoin b'baylo v'tatir tzarosa lechasona. If there is a theory that she could get birth, she gave birth, so why can you have a mother-in-law who's doing a miyun, and then she'll do the miyun, and then the tzar will be able to do yibum with the son-in-law. The reason he says she should wait until she grows up, because the shita's bichamai is that a miyun should not happen until she grows up, because maybe she'll come and change her mind. Says the daughter-in-law Rabbi Shmuel, she did miyun even when she had a child. Rabbi Shmuel's shita is that one could come and do miyun. A girl, a woman, could do a miyun, could refuse the marriage. She could do it even when she becomes an adult. She doesn't have a limit to do a miyun only until she's 12. They all agree that you could do miyun even as an adult. And the Gemara is going to bring the Braiso where you see that they have the same shita. Sigmar Tani says in the Braiso, until what age can a daughter do miyun? Gemara says, says until she becomes an adult, until she brings two ears that tell that sign that she's an adult. She needs to be a little older until there's more black than white. It means there's more hair than flesh in that area. The area above the erva should become flat. You need to have two conditions. That the area will be flat and there will be more hair than flesh. So you see over here that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon say that even after a girl is an adult, they're still immune. We'll see in the Gemara a little more details about the exact time for it. But here you see that even after she has today's salary, she still can do immune. So the Gemara of Ovo, Blazo, Shom, Rishaya, Aloha, Ke, Rabbi Yehuda, who says until Yar, Be, Ashachar. Shubha, Levi, Omai, Aloha, Ke, Rabbi Yehuda as well. Also, Uv, the Kamei, Av, Yosu, Omai, Islun, Gaber, Ovo, the Isli, Upon, Aloha, Ke, Rabbi Yehuda. Kodar of all that he has a Kabbalah that Aloha is like a Yehuda. So the Gemara, I'm not least than Ufa Aloha like a Yehuda, but we don't have this Kabbalah that Aloha is like a Yehuda. Reb Chanina Omar Aloha like a Yehuda as well. Reb Yechon Omar at Tzipoyri, told the people at Tzipoyri, Atun Amim Shereb Chanina Aloha like a Yehuda. Filesi Ken. You're saying the name of Reb Chanina that he passed like a Yehuda? That's not true, he didn't say that. Ma'ike Doin. So the woman now is going to come and explain what does it mean that they all agree that she could do mion as an adult. Meaning, Abuda holds once she has shtei sires, she has a gedola. If the husband had a relationship with her after she became an adult, after she has shtei sires, so then he has kavanah l'shem kedushin. He has kavanah to do new kedushin, and that kedushin now is not as a ketana, as an adult. So she can't do mion anymore, she can't refuse it anymore. Meaning, if the husband had a relationship with a woman after she became an adult, he doesn't have kavon l'shem kedushin. Because he says, I know, I did kedushin when she was a child, I don't have to do kedushin again. He doesn't think to himself, maybe I should do kedushin again. But if he actually went and did kedushin, gave her money, and says, Ahrem kudeshes li, and she accepted it, so then this kedushin is a new kedushin once she's an adult. Now she can't refuse him anymore. Says, well, died of Zoyo Dorman is Katcho Mishavish Tesarius. Haim is Katcho Chalevish Tesarius. He says only if she did Kedushin once she's an adult. But if he's relying on the Kedushin as a child, Venivalo Mishavish Tesarius, and she had Beilo after she brought Tesarius, Yechola Ilemain Nicho. So now we understand the statement before that said, the Abuda also agrees that an adult could do Mio. Because he says if there was Kedushin earlier and there's no Kedushin afterwards, she could do Mio even as an adult. But according to the friends, they said, then only if she had Be'ilo, even if she had Be'ilo, once she had Tesaros, so now she can't do Mion anymore. And only in the case that she had Be'ilo before and not after. That's the only case she could do Mion once she's an adult. So according to that, how can Rabbi Yehuda agree with Rabbi Shmuel that someone who she has benoel kseifel, she has a child, she's an adult with a child, she can still do immune? That's not possible. Because if she had Be'ilo only when as a child, so then before she became an adult, she would not have a child, because she won't live, as the Gemara says in a moment. And if she had a child after she was an adult, so then she can't do immune anymore. That's what the Gemara says. When did she get pregnant and give birth? Actually, if yesh tisaris v'chayoi, if we push out Tesaris, does she live? Loi kenomai of Difur of Yoni Bishop of Elo, Bishop of Elo, Iso, Ibro Viola, Chloe Vish Tesaris, if she got pregnant and gave birth before Tesaris, before she became an adult, he who beno may seem she and her child will die. Mishi Vish Tesaris, he who beno Chaim, and if she got pregnant after she became an adult, only then they're gonna live. Ibra Chloe Vish Tesaris, she got pregnant before she became an adult. Violden Vish Tesaris, and she gave birth once she became an adult. He Chayo Bnomes, she will live, but her son will die. So the Gemara is questioning the statement before. We said that Rabbi Yehuda agrees with Rabbi Shmuel that even an adult woman who has a child could do Mion. That cannot be according to Rabbi Yehuda. Because he holds if there was any Be'ila done once she became an adult, then she can't do Mion anymore. And if she became pregnant before, the child will die. So says the Gemara that Vov Mudal of Ma'ikedoin. So what Lamaise? Meaning, so what are we going to do with that statement that Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon hold the same thing? Says the Gemara, not that Rabbi Yehuda agrees to Rabbi Shmuel, but Rabbi Shmuel ki Rabbi Yehuda atchiyar b'shocher. Rabbi Shmuel agrees to Rabbi Yehuda that one could do miun even after she has two sires atchiyar b'shocher. Or ki Rabbi Shimon, or he holds like Rabbi Shimon, that you say atchiyit pashas akaf. Meaning, not that they agree with Rabbi Shmuel that an adult could do miun. because as we mentioned, this won't work. But Rabbi Shmuel that says an adult could do a miyun, he works with the Mandarim that say that even after Shtei Sairis, miyun still exists. Meaning just to say that we have some similarities between Rabbi Shmuel's Shita and Rabbi Yudir Rabbi Shimon, that there is miyun when one is an adult. And this is all based on the concept of Tanai Kiddush HaRishon Boal. Meaning that any Be'ila that happened after Shtei Sairis is not Lashem Kiddushin, because the husband is relying on his original Kiddushin. So then now the Gemara says, okay, so Rabbi Shmuel says an adult could do miyun, and that's similar to what we see by Rabbi Yudah Rabbi Shimon. But how do we understand Rabbi Yudah? If Rabbi Yudah holds that an adult cannot do miyun, so you should say that once you have Shtei Sairis, you can't do miyun. And if he holds that an adult could do miyun, why the limitation is Ad She'ar Ba'ashachar? So the more that changes the understanding in Rabbi Yudah, and says the following. I'd like that there are mayor of Rabbi Yudah, the Amri B'Simonim Adover Talu Yinicho. Meaning Rameir and Rabbi Yudah both hold the limit is until one is an adult. Question is, when is one an adult? Rameh holds a girl becomes an adult when she has Shtei Sairis. Rabbi Yudah holds one becomes an adult when she Yar Ba'ashachar, when there's a lot of Sairis. Before that, she's not an adult. So different than what we said till now, that Rabbi Yudah holds she's an adult, but she still can do miyun. Rabbi Yudah just says that she's not an adult until Yar Ba'ashachar. And what we said before, that Rabbi Shmuel agrees to Rabbi Yudah, is that conceptually, this works out. Because according to Rabbi Shmuel, an adult could do miyun. And according to Rabbi Yudah, what we consider to be an adult after Shtei Sairis can also do miyun, because he holds she's not an adult until Yar Ba'ashachar. But it says the Gemara, Al-Daita de Rabbi Shimon, du omal kishiyoisi bo kinyon acher. Meaning, according to Rabbi Shimon, he said clearly that even a woman who's an adult could do miyun, ad chetit pashat akaf. Pashat akaf is a, as Rabbi Chaim points out, is a time of bagrus, a time of, you know, a major adult. So of course, talking about she's already above the age of katnos. And that means that if he doesn't do another kinyan of kiddushin, he's still relying on his first original kiddushin. And that's why, whatever happens that time, she could still do miyun. But says more, if so, me'ato afilu gedoylo. So why does Rabbi Shimon limiting the time you could do miyun until titpash lakaf? Why doesn't he say like Rabbi Shmuel that a woman who's an adult could do miyun? Because according to Rabbi Shimon, you see that even once you left the age of kadnos, you could still do miyun. And al koch that means he's relying on kedushin rishoni, he's not doing a new kedushin. So why there's a limitation at titpash lakaf? Answers the Gemara of Yitzchak v'chine. It's true. It really should be even an adult. Ela kedushin lo yisparzu b'nei Yisrael bezima. If you're going to say that an adult could do miyun forever, so there will be zima namisol, a woman who's married, she'll be married with her husband for many years, and after a few years, she'll say, I refuse this marriage and become a pnuya. So in order to avoid that, they gave some limitations. Came up Shimon and says, once titpash takaf, which is an age of bagrus, she can't do miyun anymore. It's a din derabanan, it's not mi'ikar a din. So the maskana of the sugya is like this. Rabbi Shmuel holds even an adult could do a miyun, even b'no al k'seifa, there's no limitations. Rabbi Shimon agrees that an adult could do a miyun, but he gave this is a limitation, achit pash sakaf. Rabbi Yudah holds that only a ketana could do miyun, but he holds that the katnas ends only mishiyar b'ashachar, when there's a lot of hair. And Rabbi Meir's shita is, a ketana could do miyun until the age of Shtei Sairis. With this we conclude, Yushalmi Avamis Daf Hei.